1290 WLBY.
Weekday evenings at 6, it's The Great One. Mark Levin on 1290 WLBY, but now more of the Lucy Ann Land Show. Here's Lucy Ann.
A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Today we're going to talk about Beyond Sunscreen. We all know that we need to be careful in the sun, but did you know your diet plays a role in protecting your skin as well? I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is 1290 WLBY, as we welcome Shanti Apollo, registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. I think most of us understand, you know, you have to wear your sunscreen when you go out, but so many of us consume things that we don't think twice about the impact it can have on our skin as well. What is that connection between nutrition and our skin?
Yeah. So, of course, we know the skin is the largest organ. It's protection. It helps regulate moisture. It helps us in immune defense. And it's obviously always exposed to things like heat, pollution, UV rays, you name it, right? And so our skin, it does rely on this internal support to stay healthy. And nutrition is one of those support systems. And so nutrition, we see in research, can influence how we handle sun exposure, how we handle inflammation, dryness, and then all those kind of everyday wear and tear.
I think we take that for granted, don't we? Because it's not like when another part of your body is ailing that you give it so much attention. You know, and I'm battling rosacea on top of my eczema lately, and it has been an eye opener for me as to the kinds of things I have to avoid so I don't get these flare ups. Big wake up call, let me tell you.
Yeah, I think that's interesting you say that, because it just makes me think of how we treat our gut can also affect our skin. So, you know, prebiotics, there was a study in nutrients. They found that there's a strong connection between diet and skin health. There are all these, you know, nutrients like vitamins and essential fatty acids, kind of plant-based foods that helps with that skin barrier. But what they also found was that prebiotics, you know, those healthy fibers that help the probiotics in our stomach, it can create this or support a healthy gut microbiome. And then we can actually benefit with these inflammatory skin conditions.
Yeah, it can be so important to understand all of this. Yeah. So let's delve into this a little further, Shanti. What foods may help support the skin barrier and reduce UV-related stress, for instance?
Yeah, and so, of course, you mentioned this, but I just want to highlight, no food is going to replace sunscreen. So everyone's still wear their sunscreen, right?
Right.
But there are certain nutrients that, especially in the summer when it keeps getting warmer and the sun is really beating down, there are some nutrients that help support our natural defenses. So it's going to be a lot of the fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, and E, and then also vitamin C. We also are going to need a little bit of selenium, copper, omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids, because all of these things are associated with collagen support, maintaining that skin barrier. And then we also get antioxidant protection. And the reason that's important is because when the sun is beating down on us, all these UV rays, they create these reactive oxygen species is what they're called. And they can do damage. And so what antioxidants do is they neutralize those harms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's why, of course, wearing sunscreen, it protects against those, but we can also protect our skin from within by having these antioxidants.
So, you know, when we see these kinds of words like antioxidants on products, et cetera, it's not just a marketing gimmick, is it?
It's not. But on a lot of products, I think we can be a little bit influenced, especially if it's topical application. So definitely something to talk to your dermatologist about. But sometimes there are certain molecules that when we apply them topically, they may not be able to penetrate the skin barrier. And so something to think about. And then, of course, the strength and all of those things that are associated with what you're putting on your skin. But I can tell you in the food world, there are some foods. So, you know, we talk about fatty fish all the time, and it's really important for so many things. But in the skin realm, it helps support the skin barrier, can calm inflammation. So inflammation all over the body, not just in the skin. So we're getting a lot of bang for our buck by eating things like salmon. And then we want to eat things that are colorful, whole foods. So those are going to have the antioxidants. They're also going to have those polyphenols and flavanols, all these really big words that basically mean that they help reduce that oxidative stress that's caused by the UV rays. We also want to have some healthy fats. Nuts and seeds are really great. They're going to have some vitamin E, some healthy fats. And so when we think about all of this together, along with some citrus fruits, it can mean like some colorful salads. Maybe we sprinkle some nuts on top. I love in the summer, when especially when it gets warm, grilling some salmon, putting it on top of a fresh salad with a vinaigrette, and just dressing it with things like berries and things that were given by nature in the summer.
And we know this is healthy for us, but now we also know it's great for our skin too, from what you've said.
Yes, yes. So if you're feeling like a little bit dull in your skin, of course, we want to take care of it topically. With, you know, wearing the UV protection and lotions and things like that. We also can eat healthy. But the last thing that we can do is actually focus on hydration.
Let's talk a little bit more about that hydration and the role it plays for our skin. When you talk about hydration, is it more than just drinking water, more water?
It is a lot about drinking water, but we can also get hydration from foods. So, you know, think everything that has a lot of water in it, cucumbers, tomatoes, apple, celery, watermelon. Lettuce, all those things contribute to that. Mm-hmm. But basically, if you're a man, you want to aim for about 125 ounces. That's a lot, right? that's almost a gallon. We're not quite at a gallon, but it's very close. And then women, 91 ounces. So not quite as much, but that's a lot of fluid. And it's especially important in the summers. We're losing fluid more through things like sweating. But basically, we need that water to help maintain the barrier function, but also it makes it more soft, more elastic. And so it doesn't only kind of help the appearance of glowing skin, but it does help with that barrier function too.
And contrary to what some people believe, if you've been trying to get rid of water weight, that does not mean avoiding water.
Yes.
Because it can help flush that through too.
Yeah, say it louder for the people in the back.
I'm saying it for myself because I used to think that as well. And, you know, I am endeavoring to drink more water. I think I'm up to 2 glasses a day. I know that doesn't sound a lot to most people, but for me, before I would even have my lips on any water during a day, seriously, it's just not a thing I ever did. I don't know why, but I drink about 6 cans of Diet Coke, and that's... I guess I might get some liquid from that. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's an important question. And you do still get fluid from that. Of course, we'd prefer that the fluid came from water, other sources,
sure.
But it does contribute to that fluid balance. Something else to think about is that same study that I talked about earlier, they found that low water intake can actually negatively affect skin. And then they compared it to people who drink adequate water. And I'm not just saying excess water here, just adequate water was associated with healthier skin. So I think it's we have lots of motivation to drink water. It's not just feeling better, reducing brain fog and all of that. It makes us have healthier skin too.
Oh, trust me. I know I'm supposed to be doing it. I struggle to get more water down. It's just,
What helped you kind of get to the 2 glasses from?
Well, when my mouth is so dry, I can't stand it anymore.
So your body's telling you, Lucy,
yes.
It's time.
Yes. And, you know, when it's ice cold and there's, you know, it's been sitting in a container that makes it really super cold. I love that so much. I really do. It's when it's lukewarm or it just hasn't warmed up or it's out of the tap that just doesn't excite me too much. But I have to have it with ice cubes in it.
Yeah. So it sounds like for you, it's setting yourself up for success by providing these kind of standards for the water. So making sure it's ice cold. For me, like, I go crazy when there's at a restaurant or something, they have like cucumbers in their water. And I'm like, ooh, that sounds so good. Or strawberry. So I think people who struggle with water intake just, you know, mess around with different things that you can increase your water intake like that.
That's a really good point, because now that I think about it, if it has lemon or lime in it, I go crazy for it. I'm a huge lemon-lime fan. So I'll drink plenty of water when it's been infused with that. And that's a thing now. You go to a lot of places and they've got jugs of that kind of thing, you know, floating in there. It does taste good. And cucumber's good too. You're right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, if people would like more information about Beyond Sunscreen, how diet plays a role in protecting our skin, you can go online to ahealthiermichigan.org. What will they find up there, Shanti?
Well, we've got, of course, information about what we talked about, some more digging into the studies that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for ways to maybe drink more water, get more creative with that, or recipes, we've got that too.
I love your recipes. Shawn Theopolo, registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Again, that website is ahealthiermichigan.org. Thank you, my friend. I think I'll go find a nice glass of ice water right now just for you.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.